250,000 people living in the UK applied for an Irish passport last year, the highest number since the country formally left the European Union in 2020. Figures provided by the Department of Foreign Affairs to RTE News also show that the number of British people applying for a passport through a parent or grandparent also peaked last year. Our London correspondent Tommy Meskell met with some of those people hoping to soon become Irish citizens.
It's Irish night at the much-loved Ryan's Bar in Stoke Newington. The manager, Joe, has always had a fondness for Ireland, given that his grandparents were from Kenmare. But now he's hoping to take the step towards full citizenship as he seeks an Irish passport.
I left the country for over a decade. I was European, a part of the EU when I left and came back, and no longer the case. I remember when I first travelled to continental Europe, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, this is now part of life now."
For Joe, reclaiming EU citizenship is his main reason for applying, but travel is also a significant motivating factor for him and other hopeful applicants like Alison O'Sullivan, whose grandmother was from Cove.
It makes a difference at the airport for sure, because my children are on Irish passports and my husband is, and frequently they end up zooming through passport control, whereas I'm stuck at the back.
Last year, the number of people applying for an Irish passport reached its highest level since the UK formally left the EU. Almost 243,000 people applied, although 53% were from Northern Ireland. A specific citizenship route for those in mainland Britain with a grandparent or parent from Ireland also saw a post-Brexit peak in applications last year. It's known as the Foreign Births Register, and last year 23,456 people applied to us. That's a 27-fold increase since before the Brexit referendum.
We've noticed a trend recently as well, and that is the practice of future planning.
Carol Sinnott is from Sinnott Solicitors in Dublin and Cork. She's also chairperson of the Irish Immigration Lawyers Association.
A lot of people in the UK that would be entitled to apply for an Irish passport, perhaps they might be in their 20s or 30s and they haven't yet had children. But if they intend to have a family, what they do is they apply for their passport before they have children, because they want to ensure that their children will also be citizens of the European Union.
The high number of applications is also evidence of the number of people in the UK with Irish family, according to Brian Dalton, CEO of Irish in Britain.
I mean, between 1949 and 1989, it's estimated about 800,000 people emigrated from Ireland. A lot of them would have come here. And so really, this is the conditions and the numbers. This is what intergenerational diaspora looks like. We have an awful lot of people here who have Irish heritage.
For many, like Joe, back at Ryan's Bar, getting an Irish passport is a way to avoid post-Brexit barriers, but also a way to embrace his own Irish heritage.
I've worked in Irish pubs for a long, long while, worked with a lot of Irish people, so I don't want to be one of those Americans who are 1% Irish and they make it their whole personality or anything like that. But yeah, there's a little bit of connection there.
And that was Joe Brindle ending that report by our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. 7:46.